Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, Avoid Giving Up. To give up when there is no longer hope of achieving a desired outcome. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the fuel, the energy, and substance of hope. Faith is what keeps hope alive. Faith says whatever is hoped for can still be achieved. When we give up, our hope may still be there, but our faith in achieving what we hoped for is gone. When it comes to religion, people are giving up. Giving up not so much because of what we are hoping for, such as a better or eternal life, freedom from the ills and evil of this world, or a chance to be reunited with friends and loved ones, but giving up because we no longer believe, if we ever truly believed, these things hoped for are achievable. The hope may still be there, but the faith is gone. The text encourages us to avoid giving up. The Hebrew writer knew we were going to encounter many things that would cause us to doubt whether our hopes will be realized. Here in today's text, seeing what others have endured and not given up, the writer says, Let this be a motivation to us, with Jesus being our primary example of someone who kept his eyes on the joy set before him. Let nothing turn him around. Let us not give up, even as they and he did not, but remain true and patient to our path and way God has called us. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday School Missions and BT sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities, and click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School study. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.